Put jazz in your washing machine, finest jazz you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, C-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I'll get it. That may be one of the family. Please, Bill. Please don't drink anymore.
All right, I won't. And you needed a mint store.
Hello, Bertha.
Why, Ted. I've been waiting for you to call Bill, but I thought maybe...
Is he home?
Yes. He isn't in a very good mood. When you talk to him, Ted, please don't tell him I went down to see you.
Don't worry.
Thanks. Bill, we have a visitor. And you'll never guess who it is.
There's no doubt in your mind that you're absolutely right, Bertha. Ted White is one person Bill never expected to see in his home again. Never expected to see, and the last person he wants to see. What will be Bill's reaction to what Ted intends to propose to him? We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does.
Authentic door-to-door interviews prove it conclusively. More and more women who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are going back to Does. Listen to these reports. First call, house on corner.
Mrs. L.R., mother of two children, husband repairs furnaces, has heavily soiled work clothes. She washes three times a week in machine, rinses once in hot water. Has tried some of the no-rinse products, but her hands couldn't take it. Came back to Does for really white washes and real kindness to hands.
Next call.
Mrs. B.A. answered door, was ironing a stack of men's shirts, all beautifully white. Uses mother's washing machine, rinses twice. Has tried many washing powders, but always comes back to Does. Likes the way it treats her hands and is proud of her white Does washes.
Authentic interviews like these prove the swing is back to Does for white washes without red hands. So if one of those no-rinse chemicals is making your hands suffer on wash day, then climb aboard the Does bandwagon.
Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so white and clean, while it gives extra safety to collars and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does does everything. For white washes without red hands, get Does today.
Bill, here's...
Mr. White.
Hello, Bill.
Sit down, won't you, Ted? Is there something I can get you? A drink?
No, not just now, thank you, Bertha. I came here this evening because I wanted to talk with Bill.
Would you rather I'd leave, Ted?
No, it isn't necessary.
Bill, can't you... Aren't you going to say something?
I don't know that there's anything to say.
Perhaps not on your part, Bill. But there's a great deal I have to say to you.
That's interesting.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ted. We haven't heard this evening. I mean, about Chucky. How is he?
About the same, Bertha. I dropped my father off at the hospital before coming here.
Your father? When did he get here?
He arrived several days ago.
Oh.
It's been a great comfort having him with me.
I'm sure it must be.
He's been quite shaken by what's happened to Chucky. As, of course, we all are. But, as I explained to him, the fact that Chucky is still with us should be encouraging.
I wish Mather felt that way about it.
So do I. Bill, there's something I should like very much for you to understand. I hope that you'll at least have an open mind to what I'm going to say to you.
I'm really not in a listening mood tonight, Ted.
Bill, please. Wilson, well, I don't know quite how to say it. He's been depressed.
That's quite understandable.
We sold the house.
Oh, I am sorry.
Yeah, I rather imagine you are.
There's really no need for you to be sarcastic, Bill. You should know that after what's happened to Chucky, I am most humble.
Huh.
I've made a great many mistakes in the past. Mistakes that I want to rectify if it's at all possible.
You know, there are times, White, when you sound almost convincing.
There's no reason for you to doubt Ted's sincerity.
Suppose you let me be the judge of that, Bertha.
Bertha's quite right.
I can't check with that. She's been off base too many times for me to swallow that kind of thing. What are the two of you cooked up?
What? Why, Bill Bauer, how dare you?
You're being most unjust, Bill.
I'm only going by what's happened in the past.
Can't we forget the past? At least for the moment?
Maybe you can, but I can't.
Bill, you must have realized the strain I was under from the time I received the summons to appear in the divorce suit and to what length I'd go to block any action your sister proposed to take. Believe me, Bill, even my suggestion that Bertha testify in this divorce suit for me was a suggestion made under great stress.
Really?
I didn't want a divorce.
You didn't want to lose Chucky?
Of course not. Perhaps you don't know that the very day I received the summons, I spoke with Nita, begged her to reconsider the action she'd taken. I wanted her to give me the opportunity to make certain amends.
You expect me to believe that?
It's the truth.
Phil, you might at least listen to Ted with an open mind.
You keep out of this, Bert. Your meddling has gotten us into enough trouble as it is.
There's no reason for you to talk to your wife that way, Bill.
She happens to be my wife, not yours. If you'd given Nita half the consideration, the benefit of the doubt that I've given Bert, your whole picture might be a lot different today. But you, being you...
What you will not recognize is that I've changed. Chucky's illness has had a greater effect upon me than anyone can possibly imagine.
Of course it has. And I, for one, have felt very sorry for you, Ted. After all, Maida has her family. We're all on her side, and you... You've been standing, well, practically alone.
Thank you, my dear.
That's the way he likes it. He's a lone wolf, going his own way and stepping on anyone or anything that gets in that way. Why are you here tonight, Ted? What do you want of me? I can't imagine what it could be. Anything worthwhile I've ever had, you've taken away. My self-respect, my pride. Any confidence I might have had in myself.
Bill, you don't mean that.
I do mean that. I told you, Ted, when I saw you at the office, when you finally admitted that you had attempted to make a deal with Bert, admitted that you had offered me a 5-year contract in return for Bert's testimony that Maida was an unfit mother, unfit to take care of her own son.
That's in the past. I'd like you to come back to the agency, Bill.
Really?
Yes, I would. And I should like the opportunity to again offer you that 5-year contract.
Well, what do you know?
Ted, that's simply wonderful.
That's the least I could do. The very least.
I don't want any favors from you.
But I don't want you to consider it as a favor. You know as well as I do that you did a very good job for the agency. What happened? Well, it was temporary. Admittedly, I lost my head. I was ready to strike back at Maida any way I could. That was wrong of me. I don't usually conduct business that way. I've seldom, if ever, permitted my personal life to affect my judgment in business.
The words sound all right, Ted. They seem to have been well rehearsed. But you don't fit the words. Perhaps you've heard that Maida knows I'm no longer with the agency.
But who could have been so inconsiderate as to tell her?
I'm sure you didn't, Bert. The last thing you've wanted to know.
I've known that Maida knows. My father saw Maida at the hospital. She told him. My proposal, Bill, has nothing whatsoever to do with Maida.
You'd like me to believe that, wouldn't you?
Why shouldn't you believe
that? Because Ted doesn't know how to tell the truth. Maybe he doesn't even recognize
it. Oh, Bill!
Just how much did you have to do with Ted's coming here tonight?
Nothing whatsoever.
I can't believe that.
Are you calling me a liar?
I won't answer that right now. You must have some fantastic idea, Ted. That if I'm back with the agency in a job that can clear me of all the debt I'm in, that'll make some impression on Maida. That if and when Chucky recovers, you'll be able to patch things up.
No such thing had entered my mind.
Well, perhaps it didn't enter your mind. Maybe Bert put it there. It sounds like it. Yeah, you see, I've come to know my wife as well as you do. I know she's trying in every way to do the best she can for me and for herself. But the answer's no, Ted. I'm not going to be a pawn of yours. Not again.
Bill, please. You can't turn down this opportunity.
Can't I? Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. If I have any self-respect left, I'm going to hold on to it. I've got a job, Ted. A job I got on my own. A job I'll hold on my own.
Isn't there something?
No. Not a thing, Ted. Not a thing.
White, white washes without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then keep this fact in mind. Maybe your clothes can take it, but how about your hands?
Yes. If a pair of red hands is the price you're paying for doing your wash, then join the swing to Dove. See what it really means to get white washes without red hands.
Dove can make this promise because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So how about it? If you want white washes without red hands, get Does today. A scene in the waiting room of Selby Flats Hospital, where Chucky lies unconscious. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, with Lyle Sudrow and Charita Bauer. Brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
The Guiding Light is directed by Ted Corday. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove.